special favor of Allah. Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul. Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madini channel, I welcome you back to our silsila, The Adornment of the Saints, in which we discuss the various biographies, the lives of many saints, many awliya Allah Azza wa Jal. And by the blessings of this, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will seek some Madini flowers to implement in our daily lives. Come, as usual, we will listen or we will begin by listening to the virtues of reciting salawat, reciting durood upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is stated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, adorn your gatherings by reciting durood upon me, as your recitation of durood will be noor for you on the day of judgment. My dear Islamic brothers, by the blessings of this durood, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlightens our hearts and shows us the true path of deen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madini channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today, like previously, we will be discussing a new imam, a new individual, a new saint, a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. Previously, we discussed the great Imam, Imam Azam, Imam Nu'man ibn Thabit, Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was one of the four great Imams, and he was the greatest of the four. And today, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we shall discuss another one. We shall discuss such an individual who is unique. And this word unique does not give him justice. He is the epitome of unique. His name, and he is none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Malik bin Anas bin Malik ibn Abi Amir al-Asbahi. And his light, his school has filled not only Medina, not only Jaziratul Arab, but similarly, North Africa, similarly, Andalus, much of Egypt, much of Asham, Syria, Yemen, Sudan, Iraq, and Khurasan. My dear Islamic brothers, the individual I like to speak about today is a beautiful individual. He was born in the year 93 AH. Now, even his birth itself was beautiful, it was extraordinary. It said, normally a mother, a woman, when she gives birth or their pregnancy duration is a maximum of 9 months. But it said about Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he remained in the stomach of his mother for not 9 months, not 1 year, not 2 years, but it's mentioned that he remained in his mother's womb for 3 years. Subhanallah. No doubt a unique personality, a unique individual. And he was born in the greatest of all cities, in the most blessed city, the city of Medina al-Munawwara, the illuminating city of Medina. He said that he had many titles, and amongst those was one Darul Hijrah, and another he was known as Al-Madani. He was known, his title was Madani. And he said that the reason for this was because he remained, or he spent his whole life in the beautiful city of Madinat al-Munawwara without leaving the blessed city of Madinat al-Munawwara. Now, I mentioned that we are talking about a giant, a great, brilliant individual, and he is unique in many different aspects. Beginning with his physical appearance, in Al-Muwatta is mentioned that Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was tall. He wasn't only tall, but he was well built. Now, Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, being born in Medina, you would expect him to be brown. But he was not brown, but of the most fair complexion. It said that Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he was white. No doubt a unique character. And he had blonde hair, his beard, it was blonde. And even his eyes, it's mentioned that his eyes were blue. Subhanallah. He seemed like an outsider, a foreign person in the city of Madinat al-Munawwara. He said that when Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was young, he learned and memorized the Quran at a very young age. And he not only memorized it, but he recited the Quran to Imam al-Qurra, Hazrat Nafi' ibn Abdul Rahman. And Hazrat Nafi' ibn Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu, as I mentioned, he was known as the Imam of the Qurra, the Imam of the Qaris. And after reciting it, he sought permission from him to teach others. And Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was no ordinary individual. Even as a young child, he wasn't, you could say, the most perfect of people. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he wasn't exactly perfect from childhood. He said that when he was young, he loved to play with pigeons, that he loved to herd pigeons. And there's a story mentioned about Imam Malik radiallahu anhu as to how he gained that thirst for knowledge. It said that he was about 9 or 10 years old, and he was once sat along with his family, and they were eating. He was eating with his family, his brother, known as Nadir bin Anas, his mother and his father, the whole family eating together. And his father, who himself was a scholar, it said that his father asked him a question, he would test them. And he once asked them a question on fiqh, based on Islamic jurisprudence. And from amongst the two, Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his brother Hazrat Nadir bin Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as soon as the father asked the question, immediately Hazrat Nadir, the brother of Imam Malik, he immediately answered. But Imam Malik radiallahu anhu himself was not able to answer. And looking at his son, the father Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, looking at his son, he says, شَغَلَتِ الْحَمَائِمُ عَنِ الْعِلْمِ. He says that the pigeons have distracted you from knowledge. And just this, he said, that just this, the saying of his father, it made him angry. But not angry in such a way that he lost control, but he channeled that strength. And he used it in the way to seek knowledge. And this is what encouraged him. This is what encouraged Imam Malik radiallahu anhu to seek knowledge. Now this is one aspect. Another is mentioned about the mother. Now, without doubt, mothers play the greatest role in the upbringing of the child. Now Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, his mother, he said about her that after his father had said this saying to him that the pigeons have distracted you from knowledge, Imam Malik radiallahu anhu was angry. So she found a way to ease his anxiety, to ease his anger. And what did she do? She says to Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, she says to him, she says, I have a gift for you. Now we can imagine The great Imam, Imam Malik, as a young child, listening to his mother saying that, you know, I have a gift for you. You know, he was extremely happy. This made him joyful. He was excited. And his mother said to him, she said, "Oh Malik," she said, "go take a shower, go do ghusl. Go have a shower." And then Imam Malik radhiallahu anhu, he went and he washed. When he returned, again, you know, jolly, excited, anticipating that gift that his mother was to give him, he comes to his mother and his mother grants him a gown, a beautiful gown, a beautiful, elegant and ostentatious gown, and an imama sharif, a blessed imama his mother granted him. And she gave him these and she made him wear them. And just wearing these, Imam Malik radhiallahu anhu himself, he felt that difference, he felt that sensation just by wearing these clothes. And he said that just by wearing them, he felt so good that he wanted to become an alim-e-deen, he wanted to become a scholar. So this was due to his mother, which caused his thirst for knowledge. So she took him to the Masjid of Madinat al-Munawwara, in which it is said that there were 70 classes going on at a time. And she said one thing to him. Now, listen to what she says. She says that, "O son, before you learn your teacher's knowledge, learn from him his morals and his etiquettes." She says, "Learn his morals and his etiquettes." And without doubt, Imam Malik radhiallahu anhu learned the greatest, inshallah, as we will soon learn, that he picked or he adopted the greatest of morals, of characters from his teachers. And Imam Malik radhiallahu anhu, he said that he gained so much knowledge that previously, as it was heard, that his brother Nadir bin Anas, he was very quick in answering questions, and he was extremely intelligent, extremely knowledge in the laws of Islam. And whenever somebody would mention Imam Malik at that time, when somebody would mention him, they would mention him as that Malik who is the brother of Nadir. This is how he would be identified amongst the people. But soon, it was the other way around. People would identify his brother saying that he is Nadir. Which Nadir? He is Nadir, the brother of Malik. And this is how his brother would be identified soon later. And Imam Malik radhiallahu anhu, he possessed such a thirst for knowledge, that once he said that even during Eid, Imam Malik radhiallahu anhu, he went to his teacher on Eid, and when he gained his teacher's attention, his teacher called him into his house and he placed some food in front of him. And he says that, "Oh Malik, eat." Imam Malik radhiallahu anhu, he replies, he says, that, "Oh my teacher, oh my beloved teacher, I did not come here to eat. I came here to learn from you." He says, on Eid, he says, "I did not come here to eat, but I came here to learn from you. Please teach me some ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." And he said that his teacher, Imam Az-Zuhri, Ibn Shihab Az-Zuhri, he taught him 40 ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And after teaching him, after dictating these 40 hadiths, he says to him, "Oh Malik, now go." But Imam Malik radhiallahu anhu, he replies, he says, that, "Oh my teacher, teach me more hadiths." His teacher says, "I have just told you 40 hadiths. First go back, learn these, come another day, and then I will teach you more." He says, "Oh teacher, I've already learned these." He says, "I've already memorized these." So his teacher says, "Okay, then read them." And Imam Malik radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he possessed such a brilliant memory that he was able to repeat the 40 ahadith, but not simply the 40 ahadith, but the ahadith along with a chains of narration as to who narrated it, from whom he narrated, and how it was narrated from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And after listening to him repeat his ahadith, his teacher says to him, he says, "Qum, that stand, rise, فَإِنَّكَ مِنْ أَوْعِيَةِ الْعِلْمِ, For indeed, you are from amongst the vessels of knowledge. Subhanallah. This was Imam Malik radiallahu anhu's great memory, great ability to memorize and to seek knowledge. So when these some brothers, Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he no doubt possessed a brilliant memory. But Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he wasn't, as I said, an ordinary individual. Why? Because he had been prophesied, or his name had been mentioned by the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam himself. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam had given news to the Arabs. The Prophet sallallahu gave news to the companions, telling them that a person such as Malik will come. It's mentioned, and this is a sahih hadith mentioned by At-Tirmidhi radiallahu anhu. He mentions this hadith narrated by Imam Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. He says that very soon the people, they shall beat the flanks of their camels, meaning they shall hit their camels and they shall ride and they shall travel extremely far. In search of knowledge, these people shall beat the flanks of their camels, and they shall find no one more knowledgeable. فَلَا يَجِدُونَ عَالِمًا. They will not find any alim. أَعْلَمُ مِنْ عَالِمِ الْمَدِينَةِ. Who is more knowledgeable than the alim of Medina. And my dear Islamic brothers, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned the alim of Medina, when he mentioned this prophecy to his companions about this great alim who will come, this great alim of Medina, who did or who was the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam referred into, Hazrat Sufyan ibn Uyayna radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was referring to in this hadith none other than the great Imam Malik bin Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an exceptional individual. He was different, even from the rest of the Imams. He was nothing like the rest of the Imams. No doubt he was a great mujtahid in greatness, in terms of knowledge. Yes, he possessed so much knowledge, an unimaginable amount of knowledge. But my dear Islamic brothers, there was something else which was unique about Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this was his love for the blessed city of Madinat al-Munawwara. And his love, and the way he expressed, the way he exhibited his love for the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He said, and it's mentioned Imam Qadi Ayyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions in his Al-Shifa Sharif, he said that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to rub his hands on the member of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he used to wipe his face. Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that it's mentioned that for this reason, meaning for the reason that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu would wipe the member and then wipe his face to seek blessings, for that same reason, Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would never board or he would never mount a horse or mount any riding animal. Why? The reason he gives, because he says that I am shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That how is it possible that I ride upon or I mount a horse when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is within that ground? And it's mentioned that once Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I saw at the door of Imam Malik's home beautiful horses from Khurasan, and I saw Egyptian mules. And when I was admiring these, Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he says to me, he says that you can keep them. I say that these are very nice, you should at least keep one for yourself. But again, Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he says, no, I cannot ride any horse, you take them all, you can keep these. My dear Islamic brothers, Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he expressed deep love and devotion for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, something that had never been seen before. And this reverence, this love which exhibited for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was not mandatory, it was not necessary, but this was Imam Malik radiallahu anhu's love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, that he lived for 60 years in Madinat al-Munawwara. He spent 60 years in Madinat al-Munawwara, and Throughout that time, he only performed Hajj once. He only left Madinatul Munawwara once, and that was because Hajj was farz upon him. But other than that, he had never left the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. And he was asked that, why is it that you don't go for Hajj? So many people are traveling, they are going to perform the Hajj, but you are not. And he says, I am afraid. I don't know how long I am going to live. I wish that when my passing from this world, when it comes to be, I wish for it to be in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. This is Imam Malik radiallahu anhu. And his father said, Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, not only would he not mount any animal, any horse in this beautiful city. This was Imam Malik radiallahu anhu's love for the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. And he said that when Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, that when he needed to relieve himself, he would not relieve himself in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, but he would leave the city and his left foot would be outside of the city and his right foot would be in the city. And that's where he would relieve himself. Again, so that if death was to come to him at that time, he would be in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. Further, it said that Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would never walk in the middle of the street because he never wished for his foot to go on that place where the blessed foot of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood. It said that he would walk and he would even scrape his side against the wall, and this is how he would walk. Subhanallah. Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now listen to this carefully, my dear brothers. Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he always showed hesitancy in issuing religious verdicts. He would never give an answer just easy, just like that. No. My dear Islamic brothers, he himself says that the shield of the scholar is the words, I do not know. So if he neglects it, his statement is attacked. My dear Islamic brothers, Imam Malik radiallahu anhu is a true example of this saying, that the shield of the scholar is his saying, La a'lamu, that I do not know. Al-Haytham said that, I heard Hazrat Malik radiallahu anhu being asked 48 questions. Imam Malik, the great Imam, he was asked 48 questions, and from those 48 questions, 32 of those questions, he replied, La a'lamu, I do not know. Meaning, he only answered 16 of the questions out of 48 questions. And for 32, he said, La a'lamu, I do not know. Subhanallah. And Hazrat Abu Mas'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I heard Hazrat Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ma aftaytu hatta shahida li sab'una anni ahlun. That I had never given a fatwa. I never gave out a fatwa. I never gave out a religious verdict until 70 scholars had testified to my being able to do so. Subhanallah. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he was careful when it came to giving out rulings. And my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this is something, and this is an action or a etiquette. This is such a character which each and every one should strive to adopt. That if we are asked a question, we do not know the answer, then let's simply say, I do not know. It's mentioned by Ibn Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, Sa'ala rajulun malikan an mas'ala. That once Hazrat Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was asked a question. Faqala, and he replied, La uhsinuha. That I do not know the answer. فَقَالَ الرَّجُلُ. And this man, what did he reply? He says, إِنِّي دَرَبْتُ إِلَيْكَ كَذَا وَكَذَا لَأَسْأَلُكَ عَنْهَا. That I had traveled so far and to reach Madinatul Munawwara. So after having coming to Madinatul Munawwara, he asked Imam Malik radiallahu anhu this question, and Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he replies, he says, I do not know. So this person, he says, I've traveled so far and you're telling me that you do not know. فَقَالَ لَهُ مَالِكٌ. And then how does Imam Malik reply? He says, فَإِذَا رَجَعْتَ إِلَىٰ مَكَانِكَ وَمَوْدَعِكَ. That, O person, that when you will return to your home, when you will return to your place, فَأَخْبِرْهُمْ, أني قلت لك لا أحسنها. Then tell the people. Then tell all the people of your community. Tell everyone. Tell them what? Tell them that I said to you. Upon being asked this question, tell them that I said to you, La أحسنها, that I do not know the answer. And this, the scholars mentioned that this was the reason why Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he gained the status that he has today, known throughout the entire world, no doubt. And this is why we see so many Malikis throughout the whole world today. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah ta'ala, he says about him, he says that if Hazrat Malik and Ibn Uyayna radiallahu anhuma, that if they were not here, the knowledge of Hijaz would be gone. Subhanallah. Hazrat Abdurrahman Ibn Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Hazrat Sufyan Thawri, the great muhaddith, Hazrat Sufyan Thawri radiallahu anhu, he says that Sufyan Thawri is the Imam of Hadith and not the Imam of Sunnah. While Imam Awza'i is the Imam of Sunnah and not the Imam of Hadith. But Imam Malik is the Imam of Hadith and the Imam of Sunnah. And the great Imam, Imam Al-Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what does he say about this individual? He says, I have never seen anyone more fast understanding, more correct in answering and in test taking than Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he had many students and his students would come to him throughout the whole world. And they would come and they would listen, or they would ask Imam Malik radiallahu anhu to narrate a hadith. He would say, narrates a hadith. But it's mentioned about Imam Malik radiallahu anhu that he had such love, such devotion. He loved the ahadith, or he respected and revered the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much that he would never narrate any hadith while standing. If the people were to ask him, if they were to say that, Ya Imam, that, oh Imam, tell us a hadith. And if Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he would be standing, first he would sit down, and then he would tell of a hadith. And it's also said that Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, upon being asked any hadith, he would first do ghusl for every single hadith. Even if this would have to be more than once, even if it was 10 times a day, he said Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he would even then perform ghusl 10 times a day before narrating any hadith. And then he would adorn himself, he would groom himself wearing the most extravagant and beautiful clothing along with an imama. Now, when narrating a hadith, it's mentioned about Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, and from this we understand the love Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he showed for the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he would recite any hadith, he would sit on a elevated place, and he would be smelling of, he said that oud, would be smelling of oud, and he himself would be perfumed and looking extravagant and looking beautiful. And then he would narrate the hadith to the people. And he said that once Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sat teaching his companions and he was narrating the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu anhu. He says that I was watching Imam Malik radiallahu anhu reciting a hadith. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu was dictating a hadith. And I saw that the color of his countenance, the color of his face was changing. That he would flinch and the color of his face would change. He would turn red suddenly. And I just viewed this and I remained silent. And when the rest of the students, when they had left the gathering, I went and I approached Imam Malik radiallahu anhu. And I said to him that, O Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he says that I said to him, Ra'aytu minkal yawma ajaba, that today I have witnessed from you some wonders. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he says, yes. He asks, why is it that when you were reciting the hadith, you kept flinching, that the color of your face kept changing? Why is this? Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he answers him. He says that whilst I was narrating the ahadith, whilst I was teaching the ahadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says a scorpion got into my gown and that scorpion, it bit me. And that scorpion, it did not only bite me once, but it bit me 16 times. But due to the respect and the reverence of the ahadith, I did not flinch and I did not stop reciting the ahadith. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, today we have learned a little, such a glimpse of the life of Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the love he possessed for the ahadith, the love he possessed for the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He said about Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu that if anybody would talk whilst he was doing his bayan, whilst he was dictating, if anybody would speak, he would tell them off. And he would say, he would mention the verse of the Quran, which says, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ, that all you who believe, do not raise your voice over the voice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Do not raise your voice over his voice. And when I am reciting the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you raise your voice, it is as if you are raising your voice over the voice of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madina Channel, unfortunately, once again, time has got the better of us. And no doubt we cannot give justice to the life of Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu or any other friend, any other saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such short words. But I encourage you to continuously watch these series of the adornment of the saints. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Imam Malik, forgive us for our sins and grant us the ability to become pious and practicing. Ameen, bijahin Nabil, Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah, Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Allah. Universe is the body and its soul. Holy Allah.